Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Joining Derek and myself is a very seasoned, talented, adept.
Seasoned.
Did I say fine? I didn't say fine.
You did not.
Very accomplished actor and host. He's adding a new title to his resume. He is the current host of TV One's very successful Versus and Flow. We welcome Laz Alonso. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
He's an
I'm honored to have gotten such an amazing intro. Now I feel the pressure.
Yes.
I was only collected until I heard that intro.
Yeah, I had to collect myself to do the intro. How about that?
Oh, well, you did an amazing job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. You are the new host of I'm not sure which season this is for Versus and Flow. Do you know, Laz?
Yeah, I'm the host of season four.
Season four.
For Versus, we have an exciting season ahead. Some really awesome performers, awesome musicians, poets. It was a really amazing collaboration, and I was really happy to have been a part of it.
Versus and Flow, as you just described, is a television show that features poets, spoken word artists, and performing artists. Laz, the new season kicks off on the 16th of August, which is this coming Saturday. Tell us what we can expect in terms of performers. Who can we expect to see?
Well, in terms of performances, for your poetry purists, for the people that really live, breathe, and you know, embody what the art of spoken word is, they won't be disappointed. Versus and Flow, the production team got thousands of submissions, and you know, it's hard to say they picked the best, you know, of the best, but they definitely picked a great assortment to complement each other. They tried their best to pick people from different regions, from different parts of the country, that brought a different voice than they have in the previous season. You know, so while there's no real way of judging art, there is a way of bringing it together so that it all complements each other and gives us a well-rounded experience of what the spoken word world is. On top of that, we have awesome musicians, awesome artists that, you know, will forever be etched in our classic good music hall of fame. Artists like Maxwell, Joe, Johnny Gill. Kay Michelle came in and did her thing. So many performers, new and classic artists. So every week, I mean, you're going to get surprised with something and you're going to get a treat.
Yes, indeed. And what did you learn? I mean, you're primarily an actor now in this capacity as host of the season. What did you learn about spoken word artists that you didn't know previously?
You know, well, as an actor, you know, you really appreciate knowing the person behind the scenes. So I got to actually be there while they rehearsed their poems. I got to hang out with them in the green room while they were getting ready. It's very similar to an actor preparing to go on stage and perform on stage to theater. I started doing theater. So for me, it was awesome to kind of see the butterflies and the nervous jitters and them finding their center and getting focused and meditating behind stage. Some were praying, you know, some were meditating, and you can see the whole process taking shape throughout the day, as from the moment they get off the plane to the moment when, you know, they get to the set and meet each other and, you know, and then finally go on stage and perform for the audience. So it was awesome to see that, and it kind of took me back to my days of doing New York City theater.
You spoke about all these artists from different walks coming together and how they are all going to complement each other. We're looking forward to you complimenting the show this coming season. Were you a fan prior to, how'd you get involved?
I've always been a fan of spoken word. I am not a spoken word artist.
That was my next question.
But I am a fan of all art forms, of all art. I believe as artists, you know, we all speak that common language. There's a thread that unites us all, and that's respect for each other's art form. So, you know, here in New York, I'm in New York now actually filming my new series, The Mysteries of Laura. But I used to always love going to the New Eureka Poets Cafe and checking out, you know, the eclectic blend of poetry and music and how they brought both worlds together. You know, poetry is definitely one of the cornerstones of hip-hop, and hip-hop is the era that I grew up in. It's the culture that defined me, you know, during my formative years. So there are a lot of synergies that I still felt organically connected to spoken word and poetry.
Well, you're an excellent host. I might tell you that I had the opportunity to be on set, and I have the blessing of being the voice of Verses and Flow, the voiceover announcer. So had a chance to see you on set representing, as Jill Scott says, in the fashion of the truly gifted. You're a wonderful host, Laz Alonso, and a great actor. And we are thrilled that you are the face now of Lexus Presents Verses and Flow on the TV One Network. It premieres this coming Saturday, August 16th. We encourage listeners to check their local listing time to see when the show airs, where they are, because we are streaming worldwide, Laz. So, and do you ever come to Philly?
I want to give a shout out also to Lexus, because in addition to being the sponsor of Verses and Flow, they also, during the Verses and Flow season, gave away a scholarship to HBCUs.
Nice.
And I think that is very important when corporations not only stand behind, you know, a brand such as Verses and Flow, but also put their money where their mouth is and help out young, aspiring African-American students to continue to stay in school and pursue their dreams. So I attended HBCU, I attended Howard University.
Yes.
And for me, that was something that made me feel even more proud to be a part of this movement, considering that they're giving back.
Absolutely. And we must shout out, I mean, the wonderful people at Walton Isaacson, who are producers of the show, to Aiko Broyard, Aaron Walton, Andrew Logan, Shauna Williams, just a great team of people that put the show together. It is not a show to be missed this season. Derek, we're thrilled to introduce the new host, Laz Alonso, a great actor.
Yeah, Walton Isaacson, they're an amazing partner for both TV One and Lexus. You know, a lot of people don't realize a lot of the players behind the scenes, but it's a really, really strong team over at Walton Isaacson, and they really do an amazing job at not just, you know, creating the overall vision of what Verses and Flow has evolved into, but also the actual production. They actually, you know, put together the production. So
it's first class.
That team is flawless over there. And,
absolutely.
And it's beautiful to see faces of color doing big things like that on a national scale.
Yes, sir. And a particular shout out to Dawn Cummings, who is the individual who selects the poets.
You got
to
shout out Dawn. You got
to
always
shout out
Dawn.
Donnie Dawn. Absolutely.
It really doesn't even matter if she's involved in something or not. You just have to shout out Dawn in everything you do.
She's got a mean shoe
shout
game.
I shout Dawn out when I'm taking a shower. When I'm walking my dog, I shout Dawn out. Season one, you just got to shout out Dawn.
Wow.
Hey,
look.
Dawn.
Shout out Dawn.
Shout out Dawn. Look, give a shout out to Deanna and Derek while you're at it, please.
Shout out Deanna and Derek.
Oh, yes. You're sweet.
Shout out the whole team.
Laz, I think you're a fine representation of a great man. I'm very proud of you as a woman. I'm just thrilled to have met you and worked with you. And thank you for joining Derek and I on Soulful Sunday on Old School 100.3. Continue
thank
success.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Laz Alonso, the new host of Verses and Flow on the TV One Network.